gets the equaliser for Melbourne City. What a goal. Absolutely extraordinary. And it wouldn't be Jess Bischoff unless she did in such spectacular fashion.
It was a great goal that last night, no doubt about it. A world-class volley from Jess Fishlock, as heard there on the ABC Melbourne City, of course. In a great game against Perth Glory, which was before the cracking A-League game last night. Didn't quite go the way of Melbourne City, but Jess has been good enough to join us. Morning, Jess. Nice to talk to you.
Morning to you too.
Great goal last night. I reckon I've watched it here about five or six times. I know it didn't go your way as a team, but when you're a striker and you're up there, there's sort of goals that, just create moments of magic that you just love being a part of.
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody loves to score, and when you score a goal that everyone is talking about, then it's great, you know. But like you said, it didn't go our way, and I think that hurts more than anything.
It was a pulsating game, wasn't it, last night? Quite amazing that we had an A-League game that sort of followed suit as well. If you had a ticket to Amy Park last night, you got absolutely outstanding value for money. But take us through the game. And there was lots of tense moments, ebbs and flows, and moments of brilliance from both teams that just didn't quite fall your way.
Yeah, you know, I think that sums it up. I think the game, if you were watching it, would have been a great game to watch. You know, it was a great game to be in, to be honest. I think, you know, we went 1-0 down, then we brought it back, and then we went in front. And, you know, I felt we probably, you know, played really well, actually, at times, and really controlled the match. And then we get a sending off, and then it changes again. And that's, you know, that, like you say, that's football, and it's one of the best sports in the world. And I think yesterday, with both our game and the A-League game, I think you saw why everybody loves football as much as they do.
Jess, last year undefeated as a team, an unbelievable debut season in the W League for Melbourne City. No doubt the teams have come pretty hard for you, and 4-3 at the moment, just back in that pack of teams. What have you noticed about the second season and, I suppose, the squad and how they've reacted to winning a championship last year and just the quality of football around you?
Yeah, you know, it's harder this season, and we always knew that this year was going to be much more difficult for us than it was last year. You know, teams last year just ended up sitting off us and kind of letting us play, to be honest, whereas this year teams are doing the complete opposite, and they're really fighting and really, you know, they want to beat us more than they want to beat anybody else. And when teams go and play against you and they have that mentality and that desire and that want, you know, it just makes everything. You have to be at your very, very, very best at all times. And if you're not at your very, very best at all times, then you'll get yourself in some problems, you know.
Yeah, can't take it for granted, that is for sure. Talking to Jess Fishlock from the Melbourne City, a cracking volley last night. Didn't quite go the way of Melbourne City, going down 3-2. The Welsh Wizard, as Stephanie Brandt said, described there, from the ABC. You've had a long time in the game, a couple of years out here on loan at Melbourne City. You played at the Victory as well. Of course, born in Cardiff, a beautiful part of the world. I mean, Jess, do you sort of pinch yourself that you're doing something you love doing and you've had a chance to see a fair bit of the world as well?
I know. I think that's the best bit of, you know, I love my life. Like you say, I do something that I love doing. It's my job. I get to do it every day, but I get to visit unbelievable places, and you know, Melbourne for me is an unbelievable place. It's great. It's like a second home, really. And then I go to Seattle, and that's another home. And then now and again, I actually go back to beautiful Wales, and it just makes me appreciate it so much more, you know.
Yeah, well, Welsh Footballer of the Year 2011, 12, 13, 14. You played, I think, what, over 80 caps for the Welsh team. So it obviously means a lot to you. I've been to Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. I reckon it is one of the best atmospheres I've ever witnessed in the world of sport. I mean, very passionate country in regard to their football. And obviously the men had a bit of success this year as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, football in Wales is not the number one sport. It's always been rugby. Mm. Which is great, you know, like we're very good at it, so it helps. But I think what the men did in the Welsh team this year was incredible, and I think that it's really put football on the map. And I think football for us as Welsh people now will be something that we can cheer for the next 10 years to 20 years, I believe.
Jess, being part of a doubleheader as a player, does it feel more special last night to play before the men played Amy Park as opposed to a standalone game?
Yeah, look, I think playing at Amy Park is incredible. I think the pitch is insane, and I do like playing and then being able to go up and then cheer on the boys and go and sit in the stands and then watch the boys, kind of like a fan, really. I think it's something that it should be done more often. I think it's something that is a winner. It's definitely something that both teams and both the A League and the W League and soccer in general in this country can really relate to and really enjoy. And I think there should be more of them from the both leagues' perspectives. All the W League teams and all the A League teams have a men's and a women's team, so it makes sense to me that they probably try to do a little bit more of the double headers.
No doubt. I mean, and the men, how often do you sort of cross paths with the Melbourne City guys on a week-to-week basis, Jess?
Yeah, on a daily basis. They train. We are training in the same complex, so every day we probably cross paths and see each other. And, we just had our Christmas party, which was really fun, actually. Got to see some of the boys be really terrible at pool.
I'm sure you could tell us plenty of stories, Jess.
Yeah, well, look, we have a great atmosphere, and I think the doubleheaders work for us as a club. I don't know how much they work for everyone as a club from a facilities perspective, but for us, I think they work, and I think, hopefully we can get more of them moving forward.
Is the plan for you to stay in Australia for an extended time? I mean, as you said, you're playing a little bit in Seattle, back in Wales. Would you like to sort of hang around and play a few more seasons here in Australia?
Yeah, look, the season here works really well with my my other commitments from a playing perspective. So I'll go back to Seattle in March, but before that I'll go back home and play in a friendly tournament with Wales. So when this season is done, I'll go home for a bit, I'll recoup, I'll play for my country, then I'll go to Seattle and start our preseason and play our whole season up until October again. And then hopefully come back here, because like I said, it works perfectly with my other seasons and my other commitments.
Hey, while I got you, we learnt the news this morning that Bob Bradley has been moved on as the manager of Swansea.
Yeah.
And it was a surprising appointment to many American owners who went with an American manager the first time ever in EPL history. You obviously spent a bit of time in America. What did you make of the appointment? And, I mean, obviously there's been a fair bit of criticism, but do you think American managers, could do well in the EPL at some time?
I think it was a strange appointment. Look, this is my opinion. I think it's a strange appointment to appoint an American into a team that is struggling, that is really, really, really struggling. And Swansea was struggling before Bob Bradley got there. And basically what you're doing is you're employing somebody that has zero experience of the Premier League with a club that needs a complete rebuild and are fighting for their lives in the hardest league in the world. So I don't think you're fair. I don't think it's really fair to Bob Bradley that you employ him in that situation, because if you go into employing, you'll have to give him time.
Mm.
Swansea do not have time because they're in a relegation battle. So I think the appointment itself was a wrong one, not because of Bob Bradley, but because of the situation. And it just wasn't ready for him to come in to try and do that job with no experience of that league whatsoever. And I feel bad for him because now this is his reputation and, it's 11 games in the Premier League and he's been sacked. And, that'll stay with him forever and it'll stay with everybody forever, when actually I think the appointment itself was not right.
Yeah, it's a ruthless business. There's no doubt about it, but let's hope it doesn't stop maybe future Americans coaching outside of the US.
I don't think so.
Hey, Jess, nice to catch up. As I said, that's on replay. I'm going to go home and watch that goal. It was a beauty last night. And good luck to City. A lot of the season to be played out, and I'm sure you'll be up there when the whips are cracking.
Thank you so much. Thank you.